Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Now it's time for The Bright Side.
Some things in life are bad.
312.
They can really make you mad.
981.
Other things just make you swear and curse.
7200. We do this
when you're chewing on life's
on Fridays. Get your weekend going.
Humble, give a whistle.
Get ready.
And this'll help things turn out for the best.
Whistle with me here.
And
always.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always.
Lauren Lapka is going to read your text messages, 312-981-7200. You got one, Laura? You want to go first?
I do. 815 says their bright side, don't tell Mary, but their bright side is their daughter-in-law is going to cut their hair today.
Don't get in trouble. You'll get in trouble.
Just purse your lips.
Hey, Deb, you're on WGN Radio. Why are you smiling today, Deb? You're on the air.
Hi, Jen. I just bought flowers at a nursery, and typical Chicago, I was wearing gloves, but a mask this time, too. Spring will come.
Spring will come. That's good news. I appreciate the call.
For life is quite absurd.
Got another one to read, Lauren Lapka?
We have seen a few about buying flowers and the ability to work in the garden this weekend. And also 224 says they just got done painting their nails with the grandchildren. Something.
Stuart, you're on WGN. Why are you smiling today, Stuart?
Oh, I'm smiling because I just found out my boss got one of those payroll loans, so I'm on salary, and I don't have to worry about not making money until we pick back up.
Isn't that amazing? It's an interesting point you make. You know, we keep thinking about the employer, but that's for the employee, so he gets it, you get it. That's good news, huh?
Yes, it is. Thank you, and I'm always looking on the bright side of life.
There's something you forgot. And that's to laugh and smile. And
Melanie, you're on WGN Radio. Why are you smiling? Hi, Melanie. This is John. You're on the air. Breaker, breaker. She's told producer Laura Ashley that her bright side is she went back to work. Boy, we could use more of those calls. What else are you reading, Lauren Lapka?
630 says they sold their house during the COVID virus. Full price offer, and they closed in 9 days. That is impressive.
Boy, oh boy.
And lucky.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's less than the incubation time.
I'm telling call me in 10 days. I want to make sure that goes through. But yeah, that's good news. Susie, you're on WGN. What's your bright side, Susie?
Hi, John. My bright side is I start back to work May 1st at my golf course.
Hey!
Hey!
So, did they give you the rules on how you're going to do that, Susie?
We go in May 1st at 10 a.m., and they're going to give us all the rules, and they're going to have all, like, the stuff that we need. It's just basically, like, the pro shops open and golfing and, like, one person in a cart or just walking.
What's the golf course?
Merritt Club in Libertyville.
Have a great April, and here's to May. Thanks, Susie.
Thank you. Yay!
Just your lips and
no kidding.
That's the thing.
Sally, you're on WGN. What's your bright side?
Hi, John. Sally in Normal. I heard you mention Bloomington.
Yeah.
So hello from Normal.
The Twin Cities are
besides,
here.
We are. Besides you being my bright side every morning, you're getting us through this. I got to plant a wisteria bush socially distanced with my friend I've been eating breakfast with for 40 years on Friday morning. So she came over and planted a wisteria bush for me today.
That's good news. I like the sound of that. Thanks for listening, Downstate.
Love you. Bye.
All right, Lauren Lapka, your turn.
Okay, we got two great ones. 708 says, even in quarantine, they are getting married in 1 week. Joe and Emily send that. And 773 says, their toilet paper roll lasted 18 days.
TMI there, but whatever. hey, Barbara, you're on WGN. Why are you smiling today, Barbara?
I am smiling because my brother is recuperating and getting better each day from COVID. He lives at one of the large developmental centers in the state.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Yes, they had over 100 cases at the state. He's mentally disabled.
And he's going to be okay, huh?
Yes. He's been about 3-4 weeks now, but he's slowly getting better.
I like your attitude, Barbara. My best to your family.
Okay, thank you, John.
Give the audience a good... Read another one for us, Lauren Lapka.
All right, I got two more quick ones for you. 262 says they're smiling because tomorrow is their 60th birthday. And 847 says their husband went through the long line at Starbucks. And when he tried to pay, he was told the customer in front of you paid for your drink. I love those moments.
Debbie, you're on WGN. What's your bright side, Debbie? You're on the air.
Debbie or Betty?
Well, it's you, my dear.
Okay, my bright side, I just had a new great-grandson.
Wow.
My second one. I'm so excited. His name is Jack.
I was going to ask. Happy day to you all. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye, Betty or Debbie or Jack, whoever. Stop, you silly child. Donna, you're on WGN. What's your bright side?
Hi. I'm excited because my son is a pharmacist, and they're going to be installing plexiglass at his pharmacy because right now it's wide open, so I feel like he's got some protection.
Right side of life. Read another one, Lauren Lapka.
Well, 630 says they found out on Sunday that they're going to be a first-time grandma, and 815 says they're headed to O'Hare to pick up their lovely 20-year-old daughter who's returning from study abroad in Ireland. So she's a COVID-19 survivor, and they can't wait to get her home. Whew, that's got to be quite a... experience.
Yeah, wow. I'd want to be at the airport. I'll bet there'll be tears everywhere for that.
Mm-hmm.
Ray, you're on WGN. What's your bright side, Ray?
Well, my son, when he runs his own shop, and he's says whenever the governor comes on, he goes to his employees, oh, they got to go. The groundhog's on again.
that's the laugh around his place, huh?
Yeah, that's just the groundhog.
All right, one last one from Lauren Lapka. What have you got, Lauren?
Zero says their Facebook fundraiser raised $630 for the Aurora Area Food Pantry. That's amazing.
We gotta help the food pantries out. The lines are not getting shorter, and you never know who's going to be in it next. So if you can today help out a food pantry in your neighborhood, including the Greater Chicago Food Depository, that goes out to a lot of folks. That might be one way to spend a little of your stimulus or hard-earned money. Lauren Lapka, thank you for helping us out today.
Thanks for making my day, John.
By the way, I enjoyed your conversation with Anna DeVlantis as you described the thousands of Chicago sports-themed items of clothing that you have.
Yeah, I'm on day 22 and still rolling.
If you don't follow Lauren Lapka on social media, every day she's been posting another picture of her, and it seems like she'll never run out of her Chicago swag. It's 11:56. Our news is coming up.